Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese on the beginning of the Super Bowl week 1 year ago. Well, I don't know if the dates line up, but Super Bowl week, Ikey, we were doing our show from Chickie's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left in the morning Tuesday for Radio Row Super Bowl, and a lot of fun. It was one of those things that you'll remember for the rest of your life. I will.
Yeah, it seemed like only yesterday that we were the toast of the town.
Remember that? Know?
Yeah, man.
No one believed in the Eagles are going to win.
A lot of fun, man. Yeah, in the Super Bowl, man.
Remember the Washington Post? The writer came, the Chickies, to interview us, and we're like, yeah, you want to talk to Levi from Overbrook. Mm-hmm. He was asking about callers, and Levi got his 15 seconds of fame from that article. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, man, think about how much it changed us as a fan base, the Philadelphia sports fan base, from winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I heard the morning show talking about that a little bit, and, I mean, I think that's to be expected.
Yeah, of course.
Right? It should take a little bit of the edge off of us.
We're a little bit softer now, maybe.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think some people are. I think most are. You certainly don't have the level of frustration and pain. At the end of the season.
There's no doubt that I was able to move away from the Eagles this year rather quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that loss in New Orleans sort of felt more like a, you know, well, they weren't supposed to be, they weren't supposed to get this far considering how the season went.
Yeah, it was disappointing, but it was still a good season.
Yeah, it was understandable. But, you know, like, you know, if had it been, I heard Keith Jones say this morning, you know, had it been a season where the Eagles were a team that had played well all year long and they clinched the playoff spot, and there were high expectations going into the playoffs, and that happened. Yeah, we may feel a little different.
He's right, because we would. We'd be pissed. Yeah. Even with the Super Bowl, we'd be disappointed, more disappointed. Yep.
Still wouldn't feel the way it would have felt had they not won the Super Bowl last year.
No.
Winning the Super Bowl last year has taken a little bit of the edge off.
It takes the sting away.
And that's good.
From the losses.
Good thing.
It is. So, as we know, baseball season's coming, Ike. And in March when they signed Bryce Harper or Manny, in May when they signed Bryce Harper and Manny, whenever it is that they sign one of these guys, right?
Right.
But I'm reading on Philly.com this morning. Mike Sielski writes about Gabe Kapler. Just how Philly can he be, right? Like, more or less, is he enough of a Philly guy for guys to like him, right? The whole Philly guy thing, right? First of all, so here's my question: is this Philly guy a real thing? We like to use it. We like to say, well, like, I almost use it kind of being funny about it to be like, oh, well, he's not really a Philly guy. Mm-hmm. But I hear so many people talk about a Philly guy. And I think I know what they mean when they say it. But then when you really think about it, I don't believe there's actually a Philly guy. I don't believe it exists. I think it's this thing that we make up because we want, that's the excuse we want to use for liking a player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's a Philly. Chase Utley. He's a Philly guy. Right? You think the Philly guy thing's real?
I do. I think it's real. I just don't think there is a sort of, I don't know how big the criteria is for that Philly guy, right? When you're trying to make up this Philly guy, everybody isn't going to fit into that specific mold.
Right.
Right? You know, start at the top of our list of Philly guys that everyone would say is a Philly guy.
Well, if we're doing a power ranking list, it would obviously start with Doc.
Right.
And then Chase.
In one order or the other. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Well, I think Doc won Chase too, but you're right. They're the only two. And then there's everybody else.
Could there be any more different people?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What the hell is a Philly guy? Ben Livingston, the producer, spent all weekend fighting with people on Twitter about Claude Giroux.
Philly guy.
Yeah, is he a Philly guy, Claude
Giroux? No, he's not a Philly guy.
Oh.
No, he's not.
He's a great player, but he's not a Philly guy.
Okay. I don't have a problem with Claude. I don't know why he wouldn't be. But believe me, I don't want to get too much into that. Well, so who's a hockey Philly guy?
Hockey would be Ian LaPerriere. Ike loves Ian LaPerriere.
Oh, yeah. Puck to the
face. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter even how much you win. All that matters is whether or not you're willing to take a puck to the face.
That's right.
But he also wasn't a prima donna, and right. he was a grinder. He wasn't a star player.
Hence, he took that puck to the face.
But he took the puck to the face. So if some of the other boxes aren't checked for the Philly guy, puck to the face just overrides us, the trump card.
Yeah, if that's not a Philly guy, then I don't know what a Philly guy is.
No, but seriously, what makes a Philly guy? And like, I really want to know this because I think I know what people are talking about, but then every guy that you look at that say, well, he's a Philly guy or he's not a Philly guy. Mm-hmm. For instance, today's Andre Iguodala's 35th birthday, right?
Yep.
Wouldn't Andre Iguodala just, looking at him as an outside observer, isn't he everything that you would want from a Philly guy when he was here? He was a defensive player, hard worker, mm-hmm. unselfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, he worked out in the offseason. He was in tip-top shape. He wanted to win. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in particular a big Iggy fan. But I hear from people, he's not a Philly guy, Iggy.
Yeah, we basically ran Iggy out of town.
Yeah, people hated him.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't one of those guys.
No, you're an Iggy guy.
Yeah, I'm an Iggy guy. I think he's a Philly guy, but there was something about Iguodala's personality that didn't connect with this fan base.
See, that's the thing with the Philly guy.
Yeah.
We can be like, oh, well, he wasn't a Philly guy because he was...
It does have something to do with that personality. It's not just...
He wasn't authentic.
Right. It's not just how he plays, because Iguodala typically played hard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was a bit of an overachiever, right? I mean, not that he didn't have any talent. He certainly had talent, but he still was a guy that was a guy that played hard. I mean, that's what he did.
And he was more or less a 20-point-a-game all-star player, developed into that. Now, he goes to Golden State. He doesn't need to be that, so he's not that guy.
He's the ultimate role player.
Right.
Yeah, he's the ultimate role player.
And by the way, he's fine with that. So that shows how unselfish he is. Mm-hmm. As a player, he went somewhere else. He resigned somewhere else knowing, hey, I could go somewhere and be the second scoring option on the team. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm comfortable with it. Ben, what is a Philly guy? I don't believe it's real. I think it's this thing that we make up to make ourselves feel better about whether we like a player or we don't like a player. What's a Philly guy?
Well, I think the thing you have to do is you have to have the right attitude and you have to play a certain way. You have to play with grit. You have to fight through injuries. You have to play like you're a man possessed. You have to look like you care when you lose.
Kind of like Carson.
Right. And on top of all that, you also have to love the city and the fans and represent the Philly fans. And we don't apply it always the right way. Like, Donovan fought through a lot of injuries.
Yes.
Donovan,
he was not
but
a
nobody
Philly
gave
guy,
him credit for that.
Yeah,
but
he ripped the fans. Well, he didn't rip the fans.
Well, he didn't have a great relationship.
There was a contentious relationship, but I've heard... Okay. When I say he wasn't a Philly guy, that's me kind of tongue-in-cheek saying that, because I've heard it so many times.
Well, Carson's a Philly guy. He has that type of makeup. He has that type of makeup, right? Once we get past the fact he hasn't won the Super Bowl.
Is Carson a Philly guy?
Yeah, he should be. He has that
blue
type
collar.
Of makeup. Blue collar, hard worker, fights through injury, team-first-oriented guy.
No nonsense.
Never throws his teammates under the bus. Always speaking in sort of an encouraging way when he's talking about the team, when he's talking about his play, the play of his teammates. You know?
Philly guy.
Carson should be a Philly guy.
888-729-9494. So we'll need the Philly guy power ranking list too, Ike.
Of course.
Because we can't just have one and two. There's got to be a bunch of other Philly guys. Well, I'll give you an example. I'll ask. Is Cole Hamels a Philly guy? Right, Ben Cole Hamels, Philly guy?
Definitely not a Philly guy.
Why not?
Because he didn't actually represent what the city stood for. He was more of a Hollywood guy.
Huh?
He had the long hair. He cared about his looks. When I think Philly guy, I think Concrete Charlie sitting there with the two, you know,
the gnarled fingers,
the
cigarette. You need to look like you're working down at the shipyard.
Oh, the cigarette and the cigar.
Right.
Well, no, I'm not going to argue with Concrete Charlie, but really, like, the 2009 season, there were a lot of people, Hollywood Hamels, he doesn't care. He tried to, he said that he didn't care about the season. He just wanted to be over with, right? And then we fell back in love with Hollywood Hamels after that. Yeah, I mean, that's why I think this is bogus. Is Cole Hamels a Philly guy? I don't even know what that means. Is Ben Simmons a Philly guy? 888-729-9494. What does it mean? Because people will tell me Ben Simmons isn't a Philly guy. He wants to be out in California. First of all, how do you know that? Even though you're probably right.
But why
isn't he? Yeah, but why is Ben not a Philly guy?
He lives in California in the offseason?
Well, like I said, he probably does. But why isn't Ben a Philly guy?
I don't know. You know what? He is a guy that...
He has the characteristics Ben's talking about.
Well, yeah.
888-729-9494. We like to pick and choose who's a Philly guy. That's my point.
But I find it interesting. Like, we love Nick Foles. Right. Is Nick Foles a Philly guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what boxes does Nick Foles check?
Plays hard.
He comes from a rich Texas family. He's got, like, he had the nice flowing hair when he was younger. Like, Nick Foles, he plays tough.
Poor. You have to be poor. You're adding stuff to the list. So you have to be at least below the poverty line.
You got to be blue collar. Nick Foles is not blue collar.
How about Kobe, Philly guy? Kobe, Philly guy?
Kobe wasn't blue collar.
I mean, for me, he is.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
No, Kobe is a great example of a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't near the poverty line growing up, Ikey.
Nowhere near the poverty line growing up. Nowhere near the poverty line.
But you look at his game. No nonsense. Right. Just a total killer, man.
Listen, we'd be so lucky to have athletes with the mindset of Kobe Bryant.
You imagine?
Call it the Mamba mentality.
Allen Iverson, he a Philly guy?
Oh, what? You look up Philly.
Yes?
Look up Philly guy. His picture should be in the dictionary.
Oh well, sorry, because the hardworking box isn't checked with Allen Iverson.
Okay, you're right.
Right?
Yes, you're right.
But people say he's a Philly guy.
Yeah, he played hard. I mean,
he played hard.
Yeah, in the games.
Yeah.
He left, especially
those days where he was really hungover and had to go out on the court and his head hurt and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, that's something to overcome. I never had to do that.
Rocky Balboa, Philly guy, right?
I never had to do that. 888-729-9494.
But you have to explain what a Philly guy is to me because I don't believe it exists. I believe I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that people contradict themselves all the time on what's a Philly guy and what's not. Oh, well, he has to be blue collar. Is Kobe Bryant a Philly guy? Well, yeah. No, he's not because he's not blue collar.
Yeah.
His game's blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the game is a certain way.
I think if you say Rasheed Wallace, more people would say Rasheed Wallace is Philly.
Well, I'll give you another example. Andy Reid.
Philly guy.
Andy Reid was not a Philly guy. And this is why we didn't like Andy, I think, in this town a lot, is because after a loss, when we're angry and we're throwing things, what is Andy doing? He's going, well, I got to do a better job. And you have Donovan after games. Donovan after the NFC Championship game is going and laughing it up with the other team. And I think that when you look at those guys, you want them to care about losing the same way you do and not just care, but look like they care. You want them to be smashing their TVs like you are.
Yeah, sure.
That makes a Philly guy.
Only if you videotape it knowing that you're going to put it on social media.
Yeah. And that's why Bryce Harper would be perfect because I know Bryce Harper cares that much.
I didn't smash my TVs. I didn't go outside and break out my car windows. No, I didn't do any of that. Did shed tears, though.
Caring does matter.
Oh yeah, right? Caring matters.
Caring
for sure.
Does matter.
And listen, and Benjamin, I'm not gonna sit here and let you keep talking about my teammates and my coach as if they didn't care. They didn't necessarily show it. They didn't necessarily wear their emotions on their sleeves all the time.
Well, Donovan had the nervous way of showing it.
Right.
People, when he's the stupid thing with him smiling on incompletions, he wasn't happy.
No.
Idiots. Wasn't happy. That was his. That was nervous,
like a
Donovan.
Nervous tick,
yes. I still love that.
So this all starts with Gabe, right?
Why is he throwing an interception and smiling? Why is he laughing about it?
This all starts with Gabe, right? Like Gabe doesn't. Does Gabe get upset after they lose? Does he look upset? Or he's being positive.
But that's the thing. Mike Sielski, right? Just how Philly can he be? He's asking, is Gabe a Philly guy? He's trying to be a Philly guy.
He checks none of the boxes. He cares about his appearance.
I'm going to tell you this.
He doesn't care when they lose.
Oh, that's right. He's not ugly.
I know you pay attention to that, Ben. But on his personality, though, I don't know if we really want Gabe to become snarky, right? Like, do we really want him to
be?
We don't want, like, you know, that thing he did with Angelo at the end of the season, I mean, that was great to hear. That was great radio. I don't know if I want a combative
Well,
Gabe Kaplan.
But you know what he did? He stood up for himself.
Yeah.
And he stood up against Angelo, which is, by the way, the way Gabe did it professionally, I thought he did a great job. And by the way, I didn't agree with anything Angelo was saying about the Phillies or Gabe.
Right.
I wasn't happy with Matt Klentak or Gabe. I wasn't happy with the way they handled the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, they were trying to prove to everybody why their season was so successful. Well, all right, you can have that belief, but don't tell me it was this great, successful season. Let me figure that out for myself.
Right.
But I liked how Gabe stood up for himself.
Yeah.
I like
Gabe.
Come
out like the new Doug. Everybody thought they wanted a new Doug. Until Doug told everybody, come on down on the sideline and call some of these plays.
What makes a Philly guy a Philly guy?
What did Doug get mad about with Carson? When they were asking about Carson. When he told the
reporters. In training camp?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, he's so mad.
I loved
it,
too. You put words in my mouth.
Oh, it was wasn't a rap sheet.
It was a rap sheet.
Rap sheet did something, and these local guys are like, "Yo, we didn't say anything." No, he just shut everybody down. 888-729-9494.
Nobody like angry Doug.
No, I like. That's my Uncle Doug at the barbecue.
Yeah,
Doug.
Angry Gabe this year.
You know, there's not. And I don't want to get too much into Gabe this season, but him saying he's going to be real at press conferences and this and that. I can't wait to hear this. He's going to change press conferences. Right. 888-729-9494. I don't believe this Philly guy is a real thing.
Kobe is not a Philly guy?
Kobe is absolutely a Philly guy.
Come on, man.
But hold on. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody, to have a true Philly guy, don't we all have to get on the same page? Everybody's scattered all over the place with this.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we're going to find out what the hell a Philly guy is today. Can we nail it down today?
Let's nail it down today.
Okay.
Let's sign it. We're not far from where the Declaration of Independence was signed.
There you go.
Let's sign it here today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.